CBS chief's downfall.
The most powerful media executive in America has now resigned.
Keeping an eye on Hurricane Florence.
It could be a very dangerous storm.
Did Serena Williams get fair treatment?
I've definitely done worse. I've seen others do much worse.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. An entertainment kingpin has been toppled. Leslie Moonves, who turned CBS into the top primetime broadcast network, is out. CBS's Steve Futterman says the end came as an exit package was being negotiated.
It was a forced resignation. Les Moonves, under fire since July, stepped down after new allegations were published yesterday. Cynthia Littleton is a managing editor with the show business publication Variety.
There's a disturbing pattern of aggressive and some would say predatory behavior toward people that were clearly subservient to him.
In a written statement, Moonves says he is deeply saddened to leave the company, but to the end challenges the accusations. Now comes the question of severance. CBS has set up an independent investigation to review the allegations. It will help determine how much, if anything, Moonves will receive. Meanwhile, CBS says $20 million will be donated to groups that support the Me Too movement.
On CBS This Morning, co-host Nora O'Donnell repeated a comment she first delivered when allegations against Charlie Rose surfaced 10 months ago.
There is no excuse for this alleged behavior. And this I know is true to the core of my being. Women cannot achieve equality in the workplace or society until there is a reckoning and the taking of responsibility.
The East Coast is bracing for Hurricane Florence. Right now it has top sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. Forecasters say it could come ashore Thursday in the Carolinas. CBS's David Begno is covering.
People in Wilmington, North Carolina are already stocking up on water, plywood, and generators preparing for the storm. Store shelves are already empty.
These storms are catastrophic events.
Andrew Wunderly works for a water conservation group in South Carolina. He says the low-lying cities on the coast are particularly vulnerable to flooding.
I think what we found is that we're not really that prepared for these events.
In October of 2015, a storm system caused 36 dams to fail across the state of South Carolina. At least 25 people died. If Florence ends up stalling after it makes landfall in the southeastern U.S., the fear is that could happen again.
Now to Washington, where the discussion continues to center on a new book and an anonymous op-ed. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
While he says he doesn't know who wrote the New York Times piece, Vice President Pence said this weekend he'd be willing to take a lie detector test to prove it wasn't him. And he told Face the Nation,
I'm 100% confident that no one on the vice president's staff was involved in this anonymous editorial.
The author's identity continues to be Washington's biggest mystery. Having driven last week's conversation, Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, drops tomorrow. Woodward told my colleague David Martin he's taken readers deeper inside this White House than in any book he's ever written.
This one was in the belly of the beast.
And what did you conclude about the beast?
That people better wake up to what's going on?
Well, the president tweets this morning his White House is a smooth-running machine. Steve?
In a court filing over the weekend, President Trump's attorney contends the hush payout agreement to Stormy Daniels is in fact not valid, so she won't be sued for breaking it. Could bring an end to the effort by Daniels' attorney to get sworn testimony from the president. In Dallas, a white police officer is now under arrest and facing a manslaughter charge. Last week, she walked into what she says she thought was her apartment. It wasn't. She shot and killed the black man who lived there, Texas State Senator Royce West.
Got to make certain that we're sure in Texas, no separate standard as it relates to police officers when they commit these types of crimes.
The victim's family says the officer's arrest days later shows she got favorable treatment. In Northern California, there's no clear picture on when a closed 45-mile-long stretch of Interstate 5 will reopen. It was shut down last week by a wildfire. Caltrans official Dave Moore.
Safety is our number one concern, safety of the traveling public, safety of the people working on the fire, and safety of our crews out there working on the roadways.
A Palestinian official says the U.S. has decided to close the Palestinian mission in Washington and calls it a dangerous escalation. The Trump administration's pledge to withhold aid to the Palestinians until they return to the Mideast negotiating table. Shanksville, Pennsylvania, yesterday, officials dedicated a wind chime tower to those who died aboard Flight 93 on 9/11, 17 years ago tomorrow. Former Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge.
They fought for the families they loved, for people they never knew, and for freedoms they had cherished.
Serena Williams was fined $17,000 for her U.S. Open code violations. Her unraveling in the women's final, which she lost to Naomi Osaka, has raised debate about how women and men are treated when things get heated in big-time tennis. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
I don't cheat. I didn't get coaching.
Williams' first rules violation came when umpire Carlos Ramos saw her coach trying to signal her from the stands.
You owe me an apology. I have never cheated in my life.
Breaking a racket cost her a point. Accusing Ramos of stealing the point cost her a game, which cost her the final. Williams calling it sexism.
I've seen other men call other umpires several things.
Former tennis star James Blake agrees.
I've definitely done worse. I've seen others do much worse and not get penalized, and I think there just needs to be consistency.
Ramos has a reputation as a tough but fair match official. Several pros saying the problem is inconsistency among umpires.
Well, the men's title at the U.S. Open goes to Novak Djokovic. He won his 14th Grand Slam championship, a straight sets win over Juan Martín Del Potro on ESPN. Atlantic City last night, it was the Miss America pageant on ABC.
Nia Franklin, New York, you are Miss America.
Miss New York Nia Franklin won the first competition without a swimsuit segment. She says she's glad that part of the event was removed. It allowed her to eat a little more. It's World Suicide Prevention Day, many people calling suicide a public health crisis.
One suicide expert says conventional research has fallen well short.
Basically, we were at coin flip levels, and even the most experienced suicide expert couldn't predict much better than that.
Florida State University psychologist Jessica Ribeiro via Skype, she says simple approaches like blaming depression aren't always the best indicator of what's to come.
They might not be able to tell us the entire picture.
Her research team is using artificial intelligence to try to improve predictability of potential suicides.
Taking us from coin flip levels, so levels of about 50% chance, to levels close to 90%.
Peter King, CBS News Orlando.
NBC's Jesus Christ Superstar won an Emmy. That means star John Legend, composer Andrew Lloyd Webber, and lyricist Tim Rice have joined the elite EGOT club, each with an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.